Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and I'm telling you one thing. Take my word for it. I is going to do a great show today. You don't believe me? Well, I is. I plan to, and I said I got to because I is promising you that I is going to do a great show. Not a good show, a great show. Hands up in the air. I is.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy.
What are you laughing at, Tony? What are you criticizing me for? I plan a great show today. I is going to do it.
I believe you.
I just made up my mind. I is going to be great today because it's Friday. And it's going to be a snowy holiday weekend, so that's nice. And things will be great.
Yeah, you got Friday, long weekend, weather event.
Football.
Barrett Jackson. Football.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lots of stuff. Lots of stuff. And so we'll get to enjoy it. There's certainly been enough notice about what we're going to get and when we're going to get it weather-wise. And I know we're prepared here at WBEN. We have the staff necessary to get the job done. So it's Saturday and Sunday. You check it out. Check it out and listen.
Get your snacks now. Make sure you have that ready.
I already had my snacks. Yeah, I have them. I keep snacks just in case it snows.
Do you have zebra cakes?
I don't. How can I get through a storm without zebra cakes? Little Debbie, zebra cakes.
Samantha now loves zebra cakes.
Oh, zebra cakes are fabulous. Yes. They are really good. Now, not everybody has them. You can't always find them, but when you can find them, they are good.
Wegmans has them pretty regularly.
Wegmans? Yeah. Okay, I'll have to check that out.
Not that, you know, what I would buy.
No, you wouldn't buy illicit zebra cakes, would you? what is it? No, nobody looks at a storm and goes, well, I don't have to go to work today, I'm cozy, and the heat's working really nice. I think I'll have some carrots.
Well, we know one person.
Oh, who, Maz?
No, Robbie.
Oh, Robbie, yeah. Robbie. Well, yeah, but that's part of her life. I mean,
yeah,
it's part
of her
job.
We got kale.
Yeah, look at this. Extra kale, honey. Give me some Yarborough. Well, you said to bring home kale. Wouldn't it be funny? The doorbell rings at Robbie Ra's house, and she opens the door, and there's her husband standing with a guy in a driver's suit with sponsor tags all over it. He says, you told me to bring home kale.
Kale Yarborough.
Wouldn't that be funny?
That would be.
Be a good cartoon. Not everybody would understand it, but.
You know what I was thinking about? I've seen promos for the Daytona 500 coming up, and there's really no buzz. There's no more drivers that, I can't wait to see this car.
If you were watching the auction last night, the King, Richard
yes.
Petty, was on, and he auctioned off a few cars for charity, and they each got about $100,000. I think that's the goal they usually set. $100,000. There are nobody takes any commissions out of them or anything. The check is written out directly to the charity, which is really nice for Barrett Jackson to do.
Yeah, and the person that buys it gets to write it off.
Yeah, one guy, some of his cars that he was auctioning off. Were his color blue, which looks so good on a car.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. And, of course, he did it like nobody had done it. The King Richard Petty and his blue car. But one guy, they were telling, one guy bought his car for $100,000. He owned it. He took it out in the parking lot for a couple of spins and then gave it back to Barrett Jackson and said, I'd like to donate it back. So then they could sell it again. Isn't that great? I mean, how nice that is. It's and they had one car that they auctioned off for disabled veterans, and they had some of them there to see it. So that's nice. Both that auction and Mecum both do that, and I think it's a nice thing to do.
I do, too. And I remember, I think it was last year, they had one car especially outfitted for a wheelchair, and I can't remember if the seat came out sideways out of the door to allow a person that's handicapped to be able to get in and out.
Of course, it helps, too, that it's a Richard Petty car, okay? So it helps getting people, even people of goodwill, extra incentive to bid on it. Like, if you donated your car, Tony, they wouldn't give it back.
No, they wouldn't. I think it would bring in, I don't know, maybe $5.
That's no, maybe $6 if they really worked on it.
That engine's ticking pretty bad in the morning, so it's going to decrease the value.
One of Richard Petty's cars, the blue Mustang that I saw, he said the wheels are carbon fiber. He said they cost $5,000 a piece.
Oh, my God.
Now, I think there's four of them. So that's $20,000 just for the wheels.
Wow.
So you bet $100,000 for the car, which probably was. I didn't see that particular car on the block, but that's what most of them go for. So if it's $100,000 and $20,000 in wheels, that's not a bad deal for a Richard Petty car.
That's pretty amazing. And you and I both saw a car that we were both in love with.
Oh,
that 57 Bel Air turquoise.
Turquoise and cream.
Yes.
Like, oh,
my God, it was
beautiful.
It's
the one we were talking about yesterday, and it shows up on the block last night. And as soon as I saw it, I said to a woman next to me, I said, who are you? And she said, I'm Bernadette. And so I said, well, Bernadette, Tony and I were talking about that car. This morning, we didn't know that a car exactly like we were talking about was going to show up on the block, but it did.
Yeah, and it went for $140,000.
Yep. $140,000. It was the second highest of the day so far. Now, they had some more after that, but at that point, it was second.
And the funny thing is by tomorrow, it'll be dwarfed as far as with
they start bringing the big
guys. Tomorrow and Sunday, you'll start to see some of the cars that go close to $1 million.
Yeah, Ferraris more. Especially.
Yes. Well, Ferrari right now is a hot item at auction.
It's only had, Ferrari in my lifetime has only had one period where it was not, you know, just blooming because it had done so much so fast, so far, so fast. That it couldn't keep that up or just burn up in outer space. But then it's come back, and it's great. Right now it's hot.
There was one, and I'd like to talk to Lauren about it. It was a Focus Rally, or it was a race Focus.
Yeah, I saw
they
it.
Sold in Europe, but they brought here. It was 2016, and it went for like 10 or 20,000 under retail sticker.
Yeah, 37,000 they said the sticker was on that, because I saw that one too. It was a little compact. Focus RS. It was like an RS model, yeah.
That's a lot of horsepower for a small little thing.
Oh, yeah, and that's the point. It doesn't weigh much.
Right.
And if it doesn't weigh much, that was Colin Chapman's whole theory with Lotus.
Right.
Is that the body was so light that you didn't have to put a gazillion horsepower to get the thing to really fly.
Mm-hmm. It's a good-looking car.
Yeah, I don't think anybody will be testing their horsepower on our streets for the next couple of days anyway.
I would hope not.
We'll take a break and be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. How do you like them apples? So that's it.
I'm not leaving the house on Monday.
Yes, I know. You and I are going to be doing the same thing, watching football and taking it easy and staying warm, hopefully, and
I'm watching Barrett Jackson, too.
Oh, yeah. I love Barrett Jackson. Night. Yeah.
And just remember, Sunday, when we should be in the middle of this snowstorm.
Right in the middle.
Randy Buschover's morning show with a little help from Joe Beamer.
Nice.
Starts at 7 this week, not 8.
Oh, okay.
7.
Good.
So 3 hours of greatness, followed by David Bellavia, and we will do everything we can to keep you on top of this storm.
Your tune-in will be fabulous, simply because this will be the place to get the information. We're prepared for it. We're staffed for it. We're ready to go. I like the way this storm has been presented by the media because it seems right from the beginning, when it was still focused in the Pacific Ocean, they said, well, there's something out there. You know, it could be coming here. We'll keep you informed. And then they've been very responsible about it. Even the Weather Channel, which likes to dramatize things, you know, hey, 18 million people are in the path of this storm, and it's, oh, look out, build your snowman now. Are you that kind of stuff? They haven't done that. The only thing I saw on Weather Channel was they used the word monster. They said a monster storm. But besides that, they've been very responsible. The same with the National Weather Service and our good folks at Channel 7 and whatever. They've been very careful not to overproduce it, not to overpromise you. 13 feet could hit, you know, none of that stuff. It's going to be significant, no question about that. It's going to be cold. We're getting two forms of snow from that big storm and from the lake. So we got something to go through. No problem. We've done it before. But I like that. I think for some reason, kind of backed off of overdoing it. Do you agree with that?
Yes. Yeah, I've noticed the same thing this week. It wasn't, we're all going to die tomorrow sort of forecast. It was, okay, let's keep our eye on this and we'll see.
And it's funny because this thing really goes against human nature, but it happens all the time. If they tell you that you're going to get up to 13 inches of snow, okay, and say you get 7 inches of snow, you go, wait a minute. They promised me 13 inches of snow, and I only got 7 inches of snow.
I was robbed.
What's wrong? I'm angry. People do that. They really do. I don't. I just say, okay, we didn't get it. That's good. How about you guys? Do you get that feeling, or are you okay with that?
No, I'm okay with it. I'd like for them to be completely wrong and we get nothing.
Get a dusting, yes.
You know, I love snow before Christmas. It goes great with the holiday. It's January 18th. Pitchers and catchers report in 25 days.
Oh, I love that.
I am so sick of winter already.
Me too.
So you know what? If this storm misses us, I won't hold it against Aaron Mitkowski. He will still be my favorite weatherman next to no one. He's my favorite weatherman. So you know what? That's just fine.
Well, me too. I'm glad you're not holding it against Aaron Mitkowski. That's very good. And he'll be working, and we'll be working, and we'll all be here for you.
Yeah, Aaron's pulling a full weekend, so he will be on Channel 7 anytime you turn it on this weekend.
Well, weather people, men and women, well, what do you call, okay, traditionally it's been the weatherman. Here's the weatherman. Now, of course, we're overrun with creative ways to say both genders. Is it weather woman? Is it weather people? What is it? It's got to be an official indoctrination to our brain. What is it?
Meteorologist.
They're not all meteorologists.
I know.
Though.
I just throw it out there. It's easy.
The weather department.
Yeah.
Okay. Why can't we just do it like we do with Congress? You know, Brian Higgins, your favorite congressman, and your favorite congresswoman is Nancy Pelosi. So
boy,
why
you got that wrong. In more ways than one. but the people that do weather, let's put it that way, they got it tough. Because it's not easy, especially when you're near one of the Great Lakes where you have lake effect stuff, which is really hard to really pinpoint. But I think they've been very responsible, and let's hope that we're all prepared for what they said we're going to get. And that's that. Name of that tune.
And don't forget to help your neighbors.
Oh, yeah. Always.
I say that because my neighbor's helping me.
You know what I hate?
Thank you, John.
Well, you know what I hate? When the neighborhood children look in on me and make sure I have milk. I hate that. All right, you kids, get off my lawn and take your milk with you. No, I'm not like that, but
make sure you have plenty of goodies and beverage of choice.
You know what you won't see in this? You won't see, well, maybe you shouldn't see with minus 25 degrees possible wind chill factor, but you don't see kids playing in the snow as much.
No, but my kids have been bugging me. I want to build a snowman. I said, well, the snow that we're going to get is not really going to be good for.
It's going to be light.
Yeah, so you can't. And Samantha doesn't understand.
Not going to have much moisture content to it.
Yeah.
So it will not. You can't make really good snowballs.
It's a bummer because I want a snowball fight with them. Yeah.
I now only notice that in the winter, but you know, with this shift, I get out right at noon. I drive to my apartment, go through neighborhoods. You don't see kids playing outside in the nice weather either.
Yeah.
Like, and wasn't that long ago, guys, when I was a kid
and on
summer break.
True. Yeah.
And you know, if it was nice outside or if there was snow outside, I made sure I was outside. Like, I just don't get how it's changed in so little time. Again, it wasn't that long ago.
What I love wasn't the snow. Thank you for rubbing that in. It wasn't a snowman that I'd want to go on. I want to build a snow fort.
Yeah, those are fun.
You put a lot of snow together, you pack it down, and then you burrow into it so you can. You could never make an igloo. I don't know how anybody ever made an igloo like the ones you would see that look like they're perfectly sculpted, measured, laser, you know. I just don't see how they do that. But it's easy to make a snow fort. And, yeah, you get it all nice and snug, and then you kind of scoop it out like mashed potatoes.
Well, I bought, Nick, and this was a couple of years ago, it's a you pack it with snow and it makes blocks.
Oh, blocks. That makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah.
So we haven't been able to use that this year.
Then you'd make the snow fort with blocks.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah,
until you get to the roof.
We did a big wall on the picnic table a couple of years ago, and that was fun.
You know what's fun, too? It's probably politically incorrect now. I can see some tight ass getting in front of a microphone and saying, you shouldn't recommend that. Snowball fights.
Yeah, kids and I do that. Hit each other in the backyard. And
you know what's amazing? It's okay. It's okay to build a snowman, but it's not okay to have a snowball fight. Like those snowballs are going to change your life.
I have no problem with that. Oh, by the way, Brenda chimed in. Weathercaster.
Is it Weathercaster? Oh,
yeah.
Nobody says that.
No, they don't.
I think it's just a person by person basis. You know.
You know, like Tilly is going to have the weather for you at 6. That kind of stuff.
Tilly is going to be on?
Yeah, Tilly. Nobody.
Oh,
yeah.
Remember that time with Tilly?
I'm telling you, Tilly time is better than anything you could imagine. All right. Randy and remember, Randy and Beamer on Sunday morning will have everything you need to know about what's going on. Meanwhile, just a little bit later on in this half hour, we'll have our $1,000 cash code word for you, so stand by for that. And meanwhile, when we come out, Mark Poland Cars has a description for you if you don't agree with him, okay? Wait till you hear what it is. On News Radio 930 WBEN. Happy birthday to John DeShulo, a man about town, formerly Channel 7, now with The Buzz. And we wish John DeShulo a very happy birthday. On the line is my traveling companion, Dan Nevereth. Hello there, Dan.
Oh, God, run for your life. Run for your life. It's the polar vortex. Three pieces. The polar vortex is splitting into three. You realize
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What that means? You have any idea what that means?
It means I got to get some more vortex on the way home.
I have no idea what the polar vortex means.
And you used to do weather on Channel 7, and you never had a polar vortex?
You know what? I can't have a vortex because I'm Catholic.
Yeah, I know that.
I'm allowed to have it. Oh! You guys are being so sexist.
Why?
You were talking about snowmen. What about snow women?
Well, yeah, but it takes more snow to make one. And so, indeed, that's the reason I mentioned I wanted the easy thing to make would be the snowman.
Yeah, you'd need a little more equipment to make the snow woman.
The snow woman. But you can make the snow woman any way you want, which gives you a little creative opportunities there.
Great. Yeah, you can make a very voluptuous snow woman or a very not-so-voluptuous snow woman. But anyway.
Dan, we're down to one on our trip. In other words, we have two tickets for the train, two tickets for the ship, and if they take the whole thing, one person will get the two tickets, and that's it, and that'll be our ninth sold-out trip.
Wow. I heard you talking about cars before, and it reminds me of a story that I have with cars, okay? I usually have a car that's anywhere from 1 to 2 years old, 3 years at the most, okay? I end up getting a new car. But my wife, Marie, years ago, we had a kind of a beat-up car, and that was her car. So I'm parked outside of a supermarket, and I had her go in, and I said, I'll read the paper. When I should go in, that's when the paper was really heavy. You had to have somebody help you put it in the car.
Sure. Anyway,
So I'm in the car reading the paper, and a woman comes by, and she looks in the car. Now, we're in Marie's car, and she looks in, and she said, Dan Neverth, right? I said, yeah. What are you doing in a car like this? So I got very defensive, and I said, this isn't my car. This is my wife's car. She said, and you make your wife.
Well, she was right. She was spot on there, Dan. Are you going to, are you prepared for the snow? Are you ready to go? Have all the information you need and got the gloves and the snow blower and you got a tractor. You got all the cool stuff.
I have two forms of snow fighting equipment. I have a snow blower and a tractor, and then I have a four-wheeler with a snow plow in the front of it. As a matter of fact, I did the driveway this morning. And I'm ready because I think it's going to be maybe 5 or 6 feet of snow. That's what I'm predicting.
Well, luckily for us, that's the only thing you're doing is the driveway. And you have a third. You have a third. You have four sons, burly men who could definitely help you.
Can I do that? Is that okay to do that? If I can't do that, can I mention crunch rolls?
You know, if you put crunch rolls, if your tire is spinning and you put crunch rolls underneath, it gives you great traction.
And don't forget the steak ones come out next month.
Oh, that's true.
And I think the mac and cheese ones came out this month.
That's our crunch roll expert. The four burly men, but I assume you can't call one because his task is emergency preparedness, which you're desperately in need of.
Yeah, well, I'm as a matter of fact, I'm going to be interviewing him today on the little station that I work for. It's not one of those big stations like you.
You're interviewing your own son?
I'm interviewing my son, yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
Don't ask him anything he can't answer, but he can answer all of them because he answers them here on a regular basis. He's very good.
Well, he is good, but the thing is, people confuse us because all the Neverths look alike.
Well, you do.
To me, and they'll say, "Are you the one that works for the county?" And I say, "No. He's younger, but I'm better looking."
Yeah, all the Neverths have that that square jawed Mountie of the Northwest look, except for the women.
Jawed Mountie?
Yeah, you all do. I mean, Darren does, Dan Jr. does, David definitely does, Dino does. They all look alike. They look like bouncers.
More like Danny.
Wait a minute. Have you been testing some of that stuff that they're going to have down on the waterfront? What are you talking about? Square jawed Mountie.
Well, Dan, I'd love to talk to you longer, but luckily my time's run out.
Yeah, good. Because I'm doing important stuff. I'll see you later.
Are you all packed for our trip? Don't forget we're leaving on the 4th of May, so you got a little time to get ready.
I got to start packing.
Yeah. Goodbye. All right, yeah, don't forget. Seriously, we have basically one ticket left. I did not call them today. I knew as of yesterday we had one ticket left. And I wanted to close it out so that I could say we have nine sold-out trips because we actually have, the way it comes out, we have a pair of tickets for the train and we have a pair of tickets for the ship. The train was an infinite number. We couldn't get any more, so we got the max that we could get and we sold that out. The ship was our goal, and we have two left to reach that. And if somebody buys the whole thing, you know, the whole trip, then it's sold out. It's good. So why don't you give a call to 844-688-7477. That's the AAA for the West Coast Dreaming Tour. We cover all of the West Coast of America aboard the Royal Princess. And then, wow, we get on this the Rocky Mountaineer train. It's fabulous. And we cover half of Canada with that. So lots of fun, lots of pampering, lots of picture-taking opportunities. And we got basically one set of tickets left, one for each. But if you take the whole thing, it's gone. So 844-688-7477. Get the last one. And in May, you're going to be having a good time. Let's take a break. And then when we come back, I'll tell you basically what Mark Poloncarz thinks of you if you don't agree with him on News Radio 930 WBEN. See, I wanted to give you a word about the deal of the day. This little pig got a $50 gift card for just $25. Good for a big, bad ribeye with bacon jam, pork, and pierogi, and more at the Little Pig Neighborhood Restaurant. It's the deal of the day from My Buffalo Perks at MyBuffaloPerks.com. Tony, do you know what a little pig is?
No.
Now I'm waiting for the audience to fill in the joke.
It was safer to say no.
Thank you. Yeah, it is. Because if you said yes, then I'd have nailed you. You know that. All right. Here's what's going on. First of all, I heard one of our ABC commentators today, saying, because we bring in the experts, they're national commentators. They seem to have an attitude every once in a while, but what can I tell you? Trump versus Pelosi. And they said, this thing, you know, is getting really juvenile, it's childish, it's et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In case you came in late or you're living in a cave and your radio doesn't work, here's the deal. It started with the president preparing for his State of the Union address. It's traditional. It goes on. What happens is he gets up before the television audience. First of all, he enters the hall by being introduced in a grand manner. As he enters the hall, people all stand up and go crazy. Those are the Republicans. The Democrats are sitting on their hands. I guess their hands are cold, and so they want to warm them by sitting on them. So they'll be sitting on their hands. But the Republicans, yay, it's our president. And he gets to tell, you know, the state. It's called the State of the Union. In other words, what's the union doing? Is the union doing well? Is the union not doing well? What challenges do we have? What would we like to see funded? What has worked? Give us living examples. And it's a good learning experience. And traditionally, the way it works is the Speaker of the House introduces the president and welcomes him to come in. She doesn't speak, but she says, we would like you to do the State of the Union address in our house. But she didn't do that. No. In fact, she suggested to the president, because this is like an hour and a half of unfiltered television time, because everybody carries it. She didn't do that at all. She said, "Mr. President," in a letter. Now, I don't know if it's actually a letter. They always describe it as a letter. It may or may not be a letter, but somewhere along the line, whatever she sent him, she's going to send him a note on a flaming arrow, for all I know. But Mr. President, we shouldn't have it now. In fact, why don't we postpone it? And so that was a real snub to the president. Now, the president certainly has a lot of other options. There's a good fire hall here or there, and there's huge arenas. He could do it in the Oval Office. He can do it wherever he wants to because he's the president. But he's been snubbed. And when you snub this president, it's not like Barack Obama when he was holding a meeting in a foreign country and nobody came to meet him, basically. Remember that? Yeah, that was not nice. But you don't snub this president. So apparently Nancy was getting ready, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, was getting ready to go overseas on a U.S. military plane. Well, guess who the commander-in-chief happens to be? What luck? The president! And the president says, this isn't a good time for you to take a military plane. We've got the government shut down, okay? Maybe we wait. You know, save up a coupon. I'm going to cancel your trip. So you got tit for tat right there. You got the why don't you wait to do this the State of the Union address, and I didn't invite you, and I guess protocol says you can't come in without an invitation. Although some people said she invited him in January and had forgotten about it. I don't know if that's true or not. I wasn't there. But Trump versus Pelosi is my first question. Is it juvenile? Because if you say this, okay, if I said this right now, well, look at it like this. She did it first. She said he should not have the State of the Union address, and she said it first, and he just, doesn't it sound like kids talking? Yeah. Mom, he hit me. You know, that kind of stuff. So it does sound childish, doesn't it? I don't know if I would do the same thing or not. She is definitely a piece of work, no question about that. So maybe the critics are right. Maybe it is juvenile. Do you think it's juvenile? That's the first thing I want to know. Or do you think it's simply tit for tat on News Radio 930? The second thing I want to talk about is Mark Pullen cars. Okay, normally I don't talk about Mark Pullen cars, and I've interviewed him once, and he had done a great job covering the roads during a winter storm, and we had him on, and it was fine. But I don't normally talk that much about Mark Pullen cars, but Mark has been tweeting his brains out. Yeah, here we go. And this one tweet, it's the very last sentence that I really want to focus on because it says something about the relationship between an elected official and the people who put him in the job. Okay, so it's this text, it's blah, 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 blah. And the last sentence says, those opposing my efforts are stuck in the past. Whoa, how about that? That's pretty full of yourself, don't you think? That anybody that disagrees with you is stuck in the past? And did you ever think, Mark, that maybe the past in this situation was better than the present or maybe even the future? I don't know. I think that's a diss. What do you think, Tony? Is that a diss?
Absolutely.
Yes. Those opposing my efforts are stuck in the past. Buzzy, would you take that as a diss? Is that a disrespectful statement?
Yeah, I don't think anyone wants to be said they're stuck in the past.
Yeah. Well, Steelers Wheel are willing to be stuck in the middle with you.
That's true.
But I don't know anybody wants to be stuck in the past because it means you're out of date. You're not up with the latest. Huh? And as you know, Mark isn't stuck in the past, except for his hair. His hair is stuck in the past. His hair is stolen from a big boy in Duluth, Minnesota. You remember the big boys? They were the big plastic things out in front of the hamburger stand where the big boy had a hamburger in his hand and he's reaching out. The big boy had Mark Poloncarz's hair. He had the original version of it. A big puffy hairdo with a big poof in the front combed over to the back. That's the big boy hairdo, and he's got that. So I think he's stuck
together.
Yeah, I think he's stuck in the past with his hair. I really think so. It's not hip hair. It's not hair like Nicholas Pickles from our own station would be, or even Rob Lucas. Well, scratch Lucas. Nicholas Pickles. What do you think? All right. So give me your opinion on two things. Were we dissed when Poloncarz said? All of those opposing my efforts are stuck in the past. And Trump versus Pelosi, is it juvenile? Is it childish? Is it eye candy? What is it? On News Radio 930, this is WBEN. Aha! The music for a $1,000 possibility for you. Dial up 72881. And the word for this hour is low. L-O-W, as in how low can you go? I was very happy with this first hour, I'm telling you. Hang in there.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.